I'm a sidekick, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and make a change. Do it the Amy Scott Grant way. It's the state of the universe, the state of the universe. Amy Talks!
Hey, this is Amy Scott Grant. Welcome to Amy Talks. This is your host, Amy Scott Grant, the spiritual ass kicker from AskAmyAnything.com. Today, we're talking about bumps and rashes. And these can occur in adults or kids. So, but what's important to know is that any kind of bumps, redness, itching, rashes, these are a visible sign that something wants our attention. Something is trying to get you to notice it and to deal with it. And while, yeah, you could take a Benadryl, yeah, you could put an ointment or something on it, but if you don't deal with the underlying issue, either the condition is going to persist or it's going to pop up again in a different format, right? Because we're here, we're all about treating the root cause of something as opposed to simply treating the symptoms. Am I right? Okay, good. So this has kind of been coming up lately with some of my clients and their children. And so I feel like it's kind of a timely issue that wants to get addressed now. So that's why we're talking about bumps and rashes. Now, if you've worked with me or listened to me at all, like when I take live calls from people that are having issues, then you know that I reference Louise Hay quite a bit. Louise Hay is, you know, one of the probably best known advocates or proponents of self-healing. Now, Louise Hay recommends self-healing through affirmations, which do work, but I find them to be one of the slower and more tedious methods for self-healing. So I don't necessarily, you know, condone a lot of affirmation use unless you like that and that's working for you, in which case, by all means, whatever works, right? But I will tell you that I do reference Louise Hay quite a bit because her Heal Your Life A to Z is an excellent reference tool because you can look up any condition and you can find what the most probable metaphysical cause of it is. This can save you like a ton of time and energy. Not to mention, you know, when you're in the middle of something, like if you have a rash and you're itching, oh my God, when you're in pain or extreme discomfort, it can be very difficult for you to open up and receive information intuitively, right? Because all you can think about is it itches, it itches, it itches, or it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. So I love Louise Hay because I can look up the metaphysical meaning of different stuff and find out what the probable cause is. Now, when I'm working with my clients and they express any kind of physical discomfort, I will typically go to Louise Hay first and look it up there. And then I'll check in to make sure that that really is accurate because, you know, it was written a long time ago and it's not like 1,000% accurate. I know I use the word 1,000 because that's what my 4-year-old says. He thinks that's like the biggest, most impressive number. So if he says, he'll say, I love you, mommy. And I say, I love you too. And he'll say, I love you 1,000. It's very big to him. So I realized there's no such thing as 1,000%, right? It's 100% or something less, but I say 1,000 because of him. All right. So, and actually we'll be talking about Adam a little bit later in this episode. So Louise Hay does also provide affirmations that you can use. As I said, I feel like that's kind of the slow path, slow and tedious. But if that works for you, great. And we'll talk about those as well. So yes, I do like to verify that that's what it is because, well, for one reason, sometimes when you look up an ailment in Louise Hay's information, and there's books, there's an app, it's Heal Your Life A to Z, okay? Sometimes when you look stuff up, she'll have 2 or 3 reasons. And so it pays to check in and see, is it this one, or some combination, right? So we know exactly what we're dealing with. But, and I will tell you, her accuracy is like off the charts. In my experience, it's about 98% of the time, somebody will bring something to me. I'll look it up in Louise Hay and I'll verify. And that's right for that person. you know, maybe 2%, there's some other thing or there's some other twist on it or whatever, but almost all the time she's accurate. And I've used this for thousands of client interactions, if not 10,000. So I can say with definite confidence, right, I can recommend her stuff and tell you it's highly accurate. So for me, I use this as a reference point to figure out what is it that's actually going on. And then I can dive in and say, okay, let's see how we're going to clear it. So keep in mind that we're going to talk in this show about adults and children, okay, bumps and rashes, and there can be different reasons for either, but I'm going to share with you all of the reasons that I have seen that people get bumps and rashes and what you can do about that. Fair enough? Okie dokie. So if you look up rash in Louise Hay, she says that a rash, the one that I always remember, is a babyish way to get attention. Because I would always think about that when my kids had diaper rash. And I think, well, of course it's a babyish way. It's diaper rash. And they're babies. So there you go. So it could be a babyish way to get attention. Or it could be irritation over delays. Now, as an adult, you know, for children, generally speaking, it's the first one. They're needing some extra attention right now. They're not getting it. So they develop a rash. And then, of course, as a parent, you have to tend to that rash, right? Because rashes could be nothing. It could be, you know, maybe something they wore that was irritating or something they brushed up against. Or it could be something, but not severe, like poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac, eczema. Or it could be severe, like something that they ate, which could lead to anaphylaxis. It could be an allergy of some sort that could be very severe. So we definitely, if one of our kids has some type of rash, we pay attention, like immediately. Okay, let's diagnose this. Let's find out what this is. You know, if it's a weird looking rash, we might be Googling pictures and posting to our mom friends and saying, oh, I just took this picture of Junior's butt. What do you think this is? It looks really weird to me, or whatever. So the babyish way to get attention, definitely effective for children. However, getting attention just for the rash is usually not enough, right? They want more than that. So it becomes important for us to understand what is it that is, where do they need more attention so that we can figure that out and get that piece resolved, okay? Maybe their teacher is ignoring them. Maybe they want that one-on-one time with mommy or with daddy. Or maybe mom and dad have just been busy, you know? I mean, we have stuff that goes on. Maybe we just moved or started a new job or got a new client or haven't been sleeping well lately. And so we haven't been giving each child the amount of attention that we normally give, right? Now, and this can pop up with adults too. I will tell you, more often than not, when an adult comes to me with a rash, it's the second piece, which is irritation over delays. However, it's not unheard of for it to be a babyish way to get attention, right? Because maybe you got passed over for some promotion at work, or maybe you just like had a major accomplishment in your life and nobody is celebrating with you, or you're not getting the recognition that you feel you deserve. And so those are all reasons that a rash could show up. Irritation over delays is something that's usually more commonly seen, I see anyway, in adults. Now, according to Louise Hay, the affirmation to use for a rash is, I love and approve of myself. I am at peace with the process of life. So I feel inspired to talk briefly about affirmations here, because affirmations are effective, no doubt. Right. And when I first started learning about spiritual stuff, I started with the law of attraction. And of course, affirmations are a big part of that. And affirmations work and they're great, but they take a long time and it requires a tremendous amount of repetition. So you have to just keep writing or speaking or thinking that affirmation constantly. The more that you write it and speak it and think it, more quickly that it imprints upon your subconscious mind and then will result in manifestation. So yes, it works. No, it's not the quick way. And I love the quick way. I like when things go quickly, smoothly, easily. I love ease and velocity. Therefore, affirmations, not my first choice. Now, I will tell you, I do use affirmations to reinforce something. So let's say that you had a rash and you came to me and we realized, you know what, impatience over delays, maybe you're trying to sell a house and you're frustrated that it's taking so long. Okay. And you're like, God, I just want to sell this house. And then we can get our house and we can get on with our lives and, you know, or whatever. Or maybe the house is the last piece to a divorce. And you're like, God, I really just want this to be over with. And it's taking so long. And then you break out in a rash. So let's say you come to me, we look it up and I check in. I get, yep, irritation over delays. That's what it is. And then we do a clearing that then puts you at peace with this and allows you to live in the space of divine timing and not be obsessing over how long it's taking or when it's going to happen. Okay. Then it may be useful to have an affirmation like, I'm at peace with the process of life, just as a reminder. But you wouldn't have to repeat that constantly. You wouldn't have to drill it down into your subconscious. You just might write it on a post-it note and stick it on your computer or your refrigerator. Or you might jot it down on your whiteboard in your office or something. You know, I think it's a good way to reinforce and kind of anchor something, but it definitely does go kind of slow. Now, I'm excited to share with you, we're going to take a quick break here because I'm excited to share with you that today's show is actually sponsored by KidCentered.com. KidCentered.com features mind time meditations for kids and parents of all ages.
KidCentered.com, yeah, KidCentered.com. We're centering the world one kid at a time, calming the body and calming the mind. Try our Calm Mind Time for free. It will leave you smiling and feeling happy. For kids' meditation, you can't go wrong at KidCentered.com.
All right, welcome back. Now, hives are a slightly different issue than a rash or bumps. And, you know, if you've never had hives, you might not know what they look like. But they're raised bumps, okay? And they're usually rather sizable, or they can be. You know, a rash, something like eczema, is going to look like kind of maybe a whole bunch of pinpricks, or they could even be as big as, I don't know, like smaller than a pencil eraser, right? So they're kind of points everywhere. Whereas hives are actually little raised bumps, and they could be, you know, maybe as small as, say, the size of an eraser, but they could be as big as like the size of a quarter. They could be pretty substantial. And if you look up hives in Louise Hay, she says it's related to small hidden fears, making mountains out of molehills. So this could definitely show up in kids, could definitely show up in adults, right? And the affirmation that she recommends for that is, I bring peace to every corner of my life. Now, again, I find it much more, you know, efficient, faster, quicker, more effective to go ahead and clear it using one of my clearing methods as opposed to using affirmations. But whatever works, right? Whatever works for you. And so once you know, can you see how knowing makes it easier? Like if you're a parent and you realize your kid has hives and you go look up hives and it says small hidden fears, mountains out of molehills, you can look and go, huh, hidden fears. And you could probably think back to conversations that you've had with your child over the last few days. Like maybe the two of you watched a movie together that you didn't really think much of at the time, because maybe it was even a Disney movie or a Pixar movie, but there might have been one scary part where you felt that little hand clutching your arm a little tighter or something. You know, I can remember when my oldest was about 3 or 4, we had a friend over who was maybe just a year older than her. And I put a movie on for the kids, Snow White, right? I don't know. Sort of never occurred to me that Snow White might be scary for some kids. I put on a movie and I go upstairs to like fix them a snack or something. And I hear screaming from the basement where they're watching this movie. So I run downstairs and I go, what's wrong? And Sally, my daughter, like looks at me and shrugs. And the other kid has their face buried in a pillow and they're like completely freaked out. And I said, what's the matter? What happened? And they're just pointing at the screen. They're pointing at the TV because the witch from Snow White was on the TV. And this kid was like totally freaking out. And I was thinking, well, really what I was thinking was, damn, right? Like it sort of never occurred to me that that could be scary for a kid of any age. And also because my kid had seen Snow White several times. She was never once scared of the witch. But this child could have reminded them from something in a past life, or perhaps they were just a little more sensitive to scary stuff. You know, Snow White is not the kind of movie I would think to ask the parent, like, hey, is it okay if, you know, I put Snow White on? And right? It's not like Beetlejuice or something. It's like a pretty innocuous movie. But that kid was scared. Who's to say that they might not have had maybe a little nightmare that night, or that they may have gotten a little rash the next day, or like, who knows? So it could be something that you think is pretty small, but maybe affected them in a way that was a little surprising to you. So that could actually be a reason that hives would show up. Now, there's one other thing I want to go over that appears when we're talking about bumps and, you know, bumps and rashes. Itching. If you look up itching in Louise Hay, she says it's related to desires that go against the grain, unsatisfied, remorse, itching to get out or get away. Now, in my experience, the itching to get out or get away is something that's more likely to come up in kids, right? They got a new teacher they don't like, or they're in a house they don't like, they don't like the daycare, or, you know, or it could be that something happened with them, you know, like a person did something hurtful or inappropriate or upsetting to them, right? So that could be the source of the itching. But a lot of times for adults, I tell you what, these first three are biggies, right? These are big ones. Desires that go against the grain means you want something that you think is not okay. Maybe you're experiencing a sort of sexual awakening, and that has you kind of freaked out because maybe you're not in a relationship right now. Or maybe you are and you don't want to have sex with that person. Or maybe you're having different sexual thoughts than you've ever had before. Or who knows? Or it could be that you know, could even be that you want to do something that at some point in your life you were told was inappropriate. You know, maybe as a kid you were told, you know, maybe you wanted to be a singer or a dancer and you were told, no, you have to go to college and get a real job. Or something like that. And again, you know, your parents were just trying to do what they thought was best for you. But you maybe made a decision that says, oh, I can't be who I want. I can't do what I want. I can't get paid to do what I want. And now that you're all grown up and you're an adult, maybe you're like, you know what? I'm going to start singing. I'm going to start dancing. And all of a sudden you develop this itching because it's perceived as desires that go against the grain, right? Or unsatisfied, remorse. I also I worked with somebody for a short time who would say that she said itching was anger leaving the building. That was how she described it. And I remember that being true sometimes. Like if I check in for people and none of these resonate, that's usually what I'll check is this anger leaving the building. But usually how that will show up is some brief itching at the end of a clearing. You know, like we're in the middle of a clearing or we're wrapping a clearing and the person starts itching. But then when we finish the clearing, it's over. And so it's like their anger has left the building and that piece is resolved. So let me give you the affirmation that Louise Hay recommends for itching. Because, you know, you can definitely combine these. Like if it's a rash with itching or if it's hives with itching, you want to look at both of these. Okay. So the affirmation for itching is, I am at peace just where I am. I accept my good, knowing all my needs and desires will be fulfilled. So the itching piece, what's really being called for is a sense of acceptance. Now, acceptance does not mean resignation, okay? If you have itching because you're itching to get out or get away, because let's say you're in an abusive relationship, that doesn't mean you should just suck it up and stay in that relationship, okay? No, that is not what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is it's about saying, you know what, this is where I'm at right now and I'm making a plan for getting out, but this is where I am right now and I choose to accept that right now. Accepting what's so in the moment does not make it true forever. It actually frees you up from resisting and allows you to move into what's next. And that could probably be a whole nother show and probably will. But for now, just know that acceptance is what's required when there's itching. Okay. But if your kid is itching to get out or get away, there's a conversation to have there about, hey, what's going on? Right. And how do we come up with a solution? How do we resolve this? So we will be back in 30 seconds. We have this quick word from our sponsor, KidCentered.com, featuring mind time meditations for kids and parents of all ages.
KidCentered.com, yeah, KidCentered.com. We're centering the world one kid at a time, calming the body and calming the mind. Try our calm mind time for free. It will leave you smiling and feeling happy. For kids' meditation, you can't go wrong at KidCentered.com.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about bumps and rashes. And, you know, if we circle back to kids, let me tell you something about kids. My youngest used to get eczema a lot when he was a baby. And it took me a long time to figure out that it would happen after I did a big clearing for myself. You know, kids are really sensitive to what we as their parents are doing. And there's kind of no way around to that. Right? There's no way around it. Some kids are more sensitive than others. And sometimes, now here's what's interesting. So my youngest, Adam, I told you he'd come up again, right? Here he is. He would get eczema a lot. And I tried lotions and oh, it must be Colorado. It's dry skin or blah, blah, blah. It was, you know, we already used all natural detergent. There's no toxins or any, there's no toxins in our household at all, right? And so it was like, okay, what on earth is it? Something he's eating? Is it, you know, we tried all these different things. And then finally I talked with an intuitive, took me long enough, right? I talked with another intuitive and I said, you know, I really think that he's having some type of skin eruption every time I do a clearing on myself. If it's, and the bigger the clearing, the bigger his skin eruption. And the other intuitive confirmed this. And she said, yeah, you're absolutely right. She said, but it really comes down to acknowledgement. He wants to be acknowledged because he is helping you with your clearing, but he's sort of like not getting any credit for it. And I thought that's so interesting because how could I credit him? I didn't know that he was helping, right? But they're so sensitive to what we're doing. So if you are a healer, a coach, any type of energy worker, be aware that your kids are probably very sensitive to what you're doing. And there may be some systems that need to be put into place. It could be that they just want acknowledgement as participating in your work and helping with that, right? Or it could be that they are picking up on stuff as a result of the clearing, in which case you may need to teach them how to like get rid of and sort of, well, if you scuba dive, you know what I mean by off-gassing, right? There's a term in scuba diving because when you dive and you breathe that compressed air out of a tank, it actually raises the level of nitrogen in your blood. And so, you know, you've heard of the bends. It's actually called decompression sickness. That's what happens when you come up to the surface too quickly. Those little bubbles of nitrogen expand at a greater rate and they can cause you to have an embolism, right? So like a pulmonary embolism, right? You're dead. So you have to decompress. And that's why when you finish scuba diving, you come up to the surface slowly at a rate of no more than, I believe it's, you know, 15 feet per second or something. But, and then when you get to, we do what's called a safety stop, which means when you get to 15 feet, you hang out there. They advise you to hang out there for 3 minutes. But when we dove in, we used to go down to Cozumel and dive there a lot. And we actually got in the habit of doing like a 10 to 15 minute safety stop, because the longer that you hang out at 15 feet and what's called off gassing, it's like, it gives your body, it gives that nitrogen a chance to get out of your body at a safe depth. And it gives you time, especially if you're doing multiple dives in a day, it becomes very, very important, right? So, and then when you get up to the surface, you have to stay out of, not out of the water, but you don't go down to depth for at least a certain amount of time so that you can off-gas that nitrogen. And so that's a term I use with my kids. Like they need to be taught off-gassing, either setting up systems for them to do it automatically, energetically, or teaching them how to do it for themselves. That might be shaking out their hands. That might be going outside and getting grounded. That could be drinking a lot of water. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But if you're doing a lot of energy work, you better do something with your kids, right? And teach them about how this works, whether they seem like they're into it or not. You got to do it. Okay. Other times there could just be something going on with you. Maybe you and your partner are stressed. Maybe there's, you know, somebody's concerned about their job, or maybe one of the older relatives in the family is getting sick, or, you know, maybe there's some test results you're waiting to get back. Maybe there's financial concerns. If stuff's going on with you, your kid could definitely be picking up on that. And rashes can show up as a result of that. You know, and like we mentioned, maybe something scary happened recently. It could have been small to you, or it could have been big. Maybe they walked in while you know, maybe your 3.5-year-old walked in. Well, you know where I'm going with this, right? It wasn't until I said it that I'm like, yeah, maybe they walked in on you. That could be pretty scary for a kid. Or maybe I was really going to say, maybe they walked in while you were watching like Independence Day or something. And they were like, oh my God, there's monsters coming to invade the earth, you know, or something like that. That could have really stressed them out. They could have heard about something that happened to another family or another kid, or seen the news or something. Maybe they just need one-on-one time with you, or with the other parent, or with a sibling, or away from the sibling, or whatever. I know my kids, my middle one will have some little issues show up. Sometimes it's a rash. Sometimes it might be, you know, a fever or stomach ache or something that is a reminder to me that we need that one-on-one time together. I have 3 kids, and I really do try to make sure that each one of them get some one-on-one time with me and with Andy, you know, so that they get that time to feel special and unique without siblings vying for attention. And the other thing to look at is, you know, is something taking too long? Is there something, you know, maybe the kid knows you're moving, but it's taken forever to get the house or to find the right house or something? That could show up as a rash. And it could be a combination of any of the stuff that we talked about already. Now, I will also tell you as a parent, you know, for you or your kids, or for you if you don't have kids, coconut oil works wonders on a lot of bumps, skin conditions, dry skin, and it's safe and gentle for most any skin, right? Just pure organic coconut oil. Now, real quickly, sometimes I know what's at the root of the rash, but it's not optimal to share. So don't feel like you have to blab to everyone just because you might know what's going on with them or where their rash is coming from. That's just ego, okay? So you want to check in when you get information for someone else. You want to check in and see if it's optimal to share. And if it is, go for it. But if it's not, check and see if there's any truth in it for you. Because you know, at retreats, a lot of times somebody will get information that's as much for them as it is for someone else. You are most welcome to share this podcast. And this is Amy Scott Grant. I'll see you next time.
I'm a psychic, my name is Amy. You can really ask.